The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. To One Life Radio. We're going to elevate your mind, all right? Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Autumn Warren Connolly in studio with me and Daniel Tang. How are you guys all doing today?
Wonderful.
Good. Yeah. Are you looking at that thing that we... I am.
It's very interesting.
I gave him the thing.
Yeah, I bought that at CVS. We talked about it yesterday with Ron and Serta from OakFit. And I bought it. I was in CVS, and it was on an end cap over by where like all the orthopedic stuff is, you know, kind of. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh wow, is this a scam? What is this? 35 pounds of resistance of 35 pounds of resistance in this little tiny ball. So I bought it actually to bring into you. And Ron was on the show yesterday, so I showed it to him before we went live, and we ended up talking about it on the air. So what's your take on that? And I found the receipt last night, but it was raining so hard, I didn't want to look. I just was like, oh, good, I've got it because I'm going to bring it back. I think it was like $24.99 or something.
Jeez.
And Ron says it's a piece of junk. You might as well consider give it to your cat for a toy.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a lot of benefits for it.
Yeah.
From just the quick glance, I don't still fully understand how they want you to use it. But yeah, a lot of, you know, they'll come out with all these kind of gimmicky things and stuff and say, hey, this is better than this, this and this. Traditional stuff is not bad. It's just everyone's always looking for that next best thing. And sometimes there are some cool ways to get some cool kind of hacks, if you will, to be a little bit more efficient.
Right. What's the latest cool hack? I saw a thing today and I thought about you. I was on Twitter and I saw it was a company, check it. I think it's Cheddar. And it's a, I think it was called, but anyway, they had this avalanche prevention backpack that if you're like an outdoor guy like you, climbing in the woods with snow and, you know, and all that stuff, that if you got caught in an avalanche, you basically hit this button or pull this cord and it blows up your backpack into this big puffy.
So it kind of protects you.
Yeah, but like brings you above the surface, if you will, or keeps you from going under.
This is pretty
cool.
Isn't it? That's it looks
really
like a puffy
cool.
pillow.
Yeah.
Can you send me that?
Well, I put it on Twitter. So go to Twitter and love it.
Arc'teryx. Have you heard of Arc'teryx?
Or whatever you do.
I have not.
And then you can share it too.
Okay. That's
retweet
super cool.
It.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of that kind of stuff. I keep, you know, cold weather survival kit, warm weather survival kit, you know, everything in my vehicle, and I always have, you know, my go bag and everything else. So
is it true? I'm just going to be very transparent here. You know, one of the reasons I haven't moved forward on going to the White Rock Rowing Club or whatever they call it at White Rock Lake here in Dallas, Texas, is because I don't know.
Ooh.
What?
Just put a life vest on.
I can teach you.
No, you can't. Wow. I can. I'm pretty good in a pool as long as I can see where I'm going. I'm like, okay, I got this. But if you dropped me in the middle of a lake, I'm drowning.
Well, then you
there's
can,
no
you can,
way I'm going to make it.
You can actually swim, then you just freak out.
Yeah, I freak out.
So that's,
yeah.
That's mental.
But I can't, I know, but I can't swim very well. I'm not like a real good swimmer. I don't know if I've just never been. All right, to your point, you could probably teach me. Maybe you can do that this summer in the pool, Avi. But so I'm like, I wonder if somebody told me they make like an emergency, like Bowie, or not Bowie, a buoy, or like something to keep you afloat of the water. Like you put it on your wrist so nobody would know because they won't let you be a part of the club if you don't know how to swim well. And so I wanna row, but I'm not the best swimmer. And then if I saw a snake, you know, because there's snakes on the lake. I mean, I would be like, I would drown. I mean, there's no question about it. So I have to have something to keep me buoyant. And so I was thinking, does that company make those? Because somebody told me they exist. Does anybody here know?
I've never seen that, but I bet you they do.
Well, you know what? They should invent it.
Yeah.
Just in case.
There's this thing called a life vest that's
been
around
for you can't row with a life vest on because your whole body. Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I've rowed with a life vest on before.
You have?
Yeah.
Like in a what do they call those?
A rowboat?
Yeah.
In a rowboat, you could do it. No, we're talking about like
well,
on a...
I've done it on...
A real skinny little rowing thing, whatever they're
I've
called.
I've done it on a canoe and a... what's that called? The
a
thing that's...
Kayak?
On, yeah, kayak. But it's the same thing. You could still row with it on. It's just, I mean, your forearm's going to chafe a little bit.
Yeah, you think? Do they make a real thin life vest?
There's like a fanny pack looking one.
Is there?
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe that's the one they're talking about.
Yeah.
Just in case. You know, I got to have a backup in case I lose my mind over a snake or something.
Right.
That's the only thing that would really make me lose my mind. Unless, because usually the, you know, the boat will flip over and you get back in the boat, but... I mean,
all this sounds scary. I don't like any of it.
Are you? Can you swim well? Can
everybody? Yeah, I swim well, but not in lakes. I mean,
okay. So I grew up in upstate New York. Okay, Lake Ontario is like an ocean, and it's very cold most of the year. Except, so we used to go to Cape Vincent, where my parents had their first restaurant, Fiaschetti Spaghetti, and so it was this little cove in Cape Vincent on Lake Ontario, and it was real rocky and real wavy, and it was real cold, and so we only swam like I don't know. I think we used to go to the camp like twice a month because my parents work so much, you know? So I got to swim four times a year. It's not like we had a pool. I didn't grow up rich. Yeah. You have to have a lot of money to have a pool in upstate New York.
Yeah.
You really do. Because it's
and you don't have much time to use a pool
and you don't
in
have
upstate
much,
New York
exactly,
anyway.
Exactly. So, yeah. So that's why I don't know how to swim. It's not because, you know, for lack of trying or.
Well, I still don't. I know how to swim well, but I would still like, you know, a safety net, you know, if you were in a lake or something. Because I, too, I don't know, dark water.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable.
I don't like when things touch my leg.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
oh
me
gosh.
Either.
Oh, I saw a video of a dog that somebody shared it on social media where a dog was in the water and somebody touched his leg and the dog leapt like 6 feet and got out of the water. And that's my thing because, like, just the thought of going in the water at White Rock and there being a snake anywhere near my feet or my body makes me want to absolutely pass out.
Yeah.
Probably not going to actually be in the water, though. I mean, I don't like
I have seen snakes in the water on Lake Ray Hubbard years ago when I had a boat.
Right.
And it was docked at Lake Ray Hubbard. There used to be water moccasins just, you know, floating around out there and like, oh, gosh, oh, my God, I hope I never fall over, you know, or go. Because we used to water ski,
okay.
You know. And
right.
But the microorganisms that are in lakes also freak me out. Like Lake Ray Hubbard, I took my dogs there once. And they had projectile bathroom situations for like 2 weeks afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and
the
so
stagnant water. Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Lake water, I mean, I don't know, unless it's like really pristine out in the middle
like
of nowhere.
Like up in the mountains somewhere.
Or something. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
too much.
Yeah. I think a lot of people pee in the water
right.
too, don't they? When they're on their boat, they're
and
drinking,
other
they just pee in the water. That's so
maybe.
Gross.
That is gross.
I'm definitely out.
Go up in one of those glacier lakes, but
right.
that'll definitely wake you up because those things are cold.
Yeah, I don't want to get in it either, but, you know, just look at it.
Yeah. Let's talk about honey.
Okay. Hunting. What about hunting?
No, we could talk about hunting.
What did you say?
Honey.
Honey.
Oh, honey, sorry.
Like pretty
honey,
much the opposite.
Honey,
he was like, I'm on it.
Honey, sugar,
honey.
baby.
Okay, go honey.
Okay.
So I watched some Netflix documentary that has me totally disturbed about, I can't even think of the name of it. It'll come to me. Oh, it's called Rotten. It's several things. It's, you know, a series of sorts. But one of them was on honey, and it was talking about how so much of the imported honey is actually just brown rice syrup, and it's not even honey.
Oh,
and
my
it's
gosh.
It comes from China, and, like, they kind of faked a way to make it get tested so that it would pass the test when it's imported into the U.S., and then, like, we figured out what they were doing, so we changed our testing, and so then they started shipping. Now they export their honey to other countries, and then we import it from these countries, and it still passes our tests or whatever.
Whoa.
But so... You know, there's been this big demand on honey because it's being used in all these natural foods now,
right,
like in breads and whatever. It's like
the
natural sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that many, many, many of the natural foods that are sweetened with honey it's really just either a corn syrup or a brown rice syrup or something like that. So it's like if you want honey, be all about the local, you know where the honey came from, honey.
Well, and that scares me too because I remember reading an article several years ago in the New York Times about this family in China that had a rice field, you know, where that was their means of income. That was their living. And one of the sons had already died from cancer because the rice paddy, if you will, the rice field was toxic.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do anything about it, and that's all they had to eat too. And anyway, it was this expose that was in the New York Times, and it was very revealing and startling that you just have to be so careful what you eat. My
very
gosh, it's
careful.
Like.
Yeah, and they were showing tests on the honey that's coming in, this imported honey, and it'll have all kinds of stuff in it, terrible chemicals that are in terrible, like, antibiotics and pesticides. I mean, it is just rotten stuff. And for people to be thinking that they're doing, you know, they're trying to do something healthy, you know, by consuming it rather than, a local sugar or something.
So raw
like
honey.
That.
So Sunnyvale honey is right next door, like directly adjacent to my property. And so I always buy Sunnyvale honey because aren't you supposed to buy it local, too, so you get the benefits? From
local
the
and then like whatever your allergies are, like if your allergies are cedar, like you'd want to buy the closest honey to you that has your allergen.
Wow.
So
complicated.
It is complicated.
It's complicated. Well, we'll talk some more about honey. I've got my medical medium life-changing foods book here. I'll tell you the spiritual lesson of honey when we come back. We've got a great show lined up for you. Autumn Warren Connolly is going to be talking about all things autumn, like her honey disclosure and what prebiotics are. We didn't get to it. We were partaking in too much tomfoolery last week with Sean Wells, so we didn't get through it. And why do we need them? We're going to be talking about apple cider vinegar too, and a lot of people put honey in their apple cider vinegar when they make their drink in the morning, and cayenne pepper. Mm-hmm. We can talk all about that. And Daniel Tagg is going to be teaching you about functional exercise. So everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. She's an angel of the first degree. She's an angel. She's as sweet as tupelo honey. Just Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
If you or someone you know suffers from any of the following ailments, heartburn, bloating, cramping, gassiness, or constipation, these could be the signs of digestive enzyme deficiency, which means poor digestion and absorption of nutrients. Our overly processed food supply puts a strain on our digestive system. And if you're trying to eat raw and healthy, well, that too can create problems if your gut is off balance. That's why something so simple and useful as Sun Warrior Enzymes can help correct some of these problems. You can learn more at SunWarrior.com. Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification, with vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Earth Day returns to Fair Park in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival. Plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Change happens here. For information, go to earthx.org.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Autumn Warren Connolly in studio and Daniel Tagg. For those of you just now joining us, Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics and also the biomechanics of resistance training. He's a licensed massage therapist, holds belts in three different martial arts systems, and was a wildland firefighter. Always a pleasure to have him in studio. So today we're talking about functional exercise. So what does that mean, Daniel? Functional, isn't all exercise functional?
No, not necessarily. No? It can be detrimental depending on what you're doing.
Wow.
So people are always saying, hey, you need to do this exercise because it is functional. It's, you know, you sit down with your butt to the ground and you stand back up, and that's functional. So first, kind of my definition of functional exercise, or really Everett's definition, the guy who owns Telos where I work.
Oh, Everett
Auberg?
Is it? Auberg.
Right. So this is kind of how he defines exercise. Exercise based on the body's function relative to its design structure. So it can't be functional unless it's part of its structure, right? If it goes against its structure, then how can that be functional?
Okay, so give me an example, because I know everyone is thinking the same thing I am. I need to create a visual in my brain to get this.
Okay, so you know how in some different exercises, they'll have you contorted all kinds of different ways and stuff, and they'll say, this is very functional. Well, they're going against what you're, if it's something that the joint doesn't want to move in, then that's not functional.
Okay.
Right?
So does that I'm going to ask you, I'm bringing you into this, Autumn. Okay. You're the yoga, yogi over here. What about yoga? Some of the moves in yoga seem like they're not very functional.
I would say that they're all pretty functional. They may not be something that you do, that you exercise throughout the modern workday, but they are all ways that the body is intended to move, and they do have a positive impact in ways that you move your body, meaning you may be doing something that's a back bend that seems extreme or something you wouldn't be doing throughout your normal life, but in doing that back bend, what you're really doing is you're opening up your hips, which you do use throughout
your
day.
I mean, I've seen people literally twist themselves into a pretzel.
Yeah, but those twists and stuff, they're designed. Like I do a 6 or 7 minute long twist that is pretty, it's pretty difficult.
Do you shout as well?
That was funny. Right.
Gotcha. I just got it. Oh,
did you
wow.
get it? You
shout
know that
twist.
Song, right?
Took a little bit.
Yeah.
You want Diamond to play it?
No,
play
I'm good. I'm good. I know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay, so for those of you just now joining us, Daniel's not like, you know, he, on a scale of 1 to 10 on the music scale, knowledge scale, he's about a 2.
Wow, you're generous. I would give myself like a 1 or below.
Okay. But that's, hey, you know what? But you know your movies.
So, I do.
And nobody can be an expert at everything.
It's true.
You know? Yeah. Okay, so somebody who knows all their songs, can they go out and fight a fire, a wildland fighter?
Exactly.
Can they kick some you-know-what with their get out a can of whoop you-know-what with and with and
martial
practice?
Arts? Can I put martial, you in a,
yeah,
they put
there
you
go.
In an arm bar, a joint lock,
that's
a wrist
right.
lock? Yeah.
Yeah. Can they take a weirdo out?
Neck
no,
crank?
I don't
yeah.
know.
They might be able to. But, yeah. So the main thing with structure, though, is that we need to learn what the structure is, because a lot of people that are out there teaching exercise in general, whether weight training, you know, Pilates, whatever, really they just are repeating what they were told, and they're assuming it's healthy based on what they were told. But they really, if you asked them, okay, how many bones are in the human body? What are they actually, you know, what joint actions can that bone do? Can do kind of a bilateral one where it kind of does two different things, or is a hinge joint like an elbow where it kind of really only moves up and down? You know, what is the actual function of the structure? Most of them couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Everett is held in high esteem by anyone in the fitness world. Mm-hmm. He knows a lot. He's very astute. So what else does he say?
You know, the biggest thing is that you need to go out there and you need to learn the body. That's what he's done, is he's learned the body in and out of basically the system that we do. A lot of it is just applied science. It's not our opinions on things. This is the way the body works. This is where the muscles line up. This is where the forces line up. This is what you need to do to get that muscle to work. So it's not what we think are going to work. It's just based on science, how it's designed. We're going to work it out in the way it's designed. So you first need to have the goal, like, right? So if you're talking about functional, well, functional to what? To me means functional to our seven general movement patterns that we do every way: push, pull, rotation, squat, lunge, all those things. If it's within a little bit of that, then it's somewhat functional because it's something that we're going to be doing every single day, right?
Yeah.
So we need to first pick the right exercise for the right function, because if your function is just to loosen up the hips, if your goal is to just to get mentally relaxed, well, then you're meeting your goal. But if your goal is to actually move better in what you're going to do in life, then that to me is function.
Wow. That's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about not just exercise here, but in your whole life.
Yeah. What we do in everyday life, that is function. That's, you know, we're not going to move in life when we walk, when we pick up stuff, based on how we're going to move the way the body's designed to move. And if we don't, then our body tells us real quick that that's not the right way to do it. So when we pick exercises, when people say this is functional, I always say functional for what?
Yeah.
Right? And if they can answer that and it fits with my goals, then I'll do it. If it doesn't fit with my goals, then I won't do it.
Well, they make some big claims on the cover of magazines. You know that. Men's Health says, get back in shape, a brand new body in 28 days. Is that possible, Daniel?
You know, it depends on where you're at, and it depends on how much time you're going to devote to it. Because these actors that have, you know, a chef, a personal chef, they have two or three trainers that are watching every move. They get up and work out three times a week and get every calorie watch that's going to be put in their body, and they get some extra supplements that help too. They can do a full body transformation in about 28 days, but the average person, no.
Yeah. Well, and I know men have all these issues with testosterone now that we never used to in society, and I think that maybe they worry too much about how to be a man instead of just being a man, right?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I mean, you see all this stuff and your action plan, belly, drop two, waist sizes, page 96, arms, still his workout, page 94, chest, build strength and size, page 42. And it's insanely hot sex. Of course, there's always sex in there. Mm-hmm. And of course, I had to bring that up because Sean Wells, we have an agreement to always embarrass you. You know what? Speaking of which, okay, so I'll just throw this in here. So last night I was watching Parks and Rec, and Leslie was at her her fiance Ben's sister's house. Or no, I think they already got married because they got the yeah. Okay, so anyway, they were talking about first base, second base. She wanted to know what bases that Ben got with all of his high school, you know, friends and your girlfriends. And I was thinking, what are the bases? Like, I don't even know.
Is first base kissing?
Is that what it is? And like, you know,
I think it depends on who you talk to, but I never knew when they were talking about all this stuff in school. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
Right. So what's first base? Okay, you guys.
I'm having to work my way through them.
I thought it was holding hands.
I don't know what the.
I think second base is.
First base
kissing.
Is holding hands.
I have a. Okay. How many bases?
Oh wait, home
three.
Base.
There's, through it's there's, baseball reference, right?
Okay.
So there's three
that
bases.
Doesn't help.
So Daniel, you explain it to us since you're the man here.
That's not the definition of what I call a man. But anyways, I think first base is holding hands. I think second base is kissing. And maybe third base is like groping or something. I don't know.
So I looked it up.
Home run would be going all the way. Diamond? I don't know.
So what I have here from Google is that first base is kissing. Second base is touching. Third base is oral stuff. And then, of course, final base is.
That's funny. Home run. So third base is oral stuff? Really?
So hand holding, you know, doesn't even count?
I guess second, not. I guess they go straight to the kissing.
Sad.
See, and I know this girl. who is like a total slut, okay? And she goes around having oral sex with men but says she's a virgin. I think that is insane. I'm sorry. It's just insane. Like, how could you?
It's a base.
It's more than a base.
It's like, hypocritical.
It's very hypocritical. We just can't even go any further because I can't talk without
too worked up.
I don't know how to talk about it without like saying some words, you know. But yeah. So there's the basis. Now, how'd you do with that, Daniel? I wonder if Sean's listening.
I hope so. Jeez. this is a good one. I'll try to remember those. Yeah, that my definition of the bases were way different.
Yeah. A little off.
Yeah.
Mine are a little more G-rated.
I don't even like holding hands. To me, holding hands is very intimate.
Oh,
I mean,
you know what? It is. It is.
Yeah.
People downplay it, but it should be intimate.
Yeah.
I my heart goes pitter-pat. I think of one person that I love to hold.
You get little butterflies.
And it gives makes my heart go pitter patter. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of germs on your hands.
Wow.
Like, I don't even like shaking people's hands.
All the fun out.
Yeah. Okay. Meaning you've got to really like someone to hold their hand.
You really
touch
do.
Hands,
yeah.
Especially
I agree.
For a prolonged period of time.
Right. Yeah. I think I could kiss you before I hold your hand.
Yeah.
Are you okay with fist bumps? Is there a lot of bacteria right there?
Have you ever heard that song, I Want to Hold Your Hand? You ever heard the song, I Want to Hold Your Hand?
I don't think so.
What? Come on. Sing it.
I don't know it. If I've never heard it, how can I sing it?
That was a trick. That was your trick.
I was talking to Aviana.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Aviana.
Oh, I'm not going to sing it.
Come on.
I have a frog in my throat, too.
I do, too. I don't know, but yeah, you know.
Geez.
Okay, let me try. I've got that other music playing. It's like, oh, God, I can't
I want to hold your hand.
Yeah, there you go. You know that?
No.
I think Diamond's pulling it up.
Maybe.
I can tell she's pulling it up. Here we go.
Let's see.
You know this song. Of course. Ozzy Osbourne was inspired by one of the Beatles songs. I heard it on the radio yesterday. This is a Beatles song.
Okay.
What was, I think it might have been Twist and Shout that inspired Ozzy Osbourne. I heard it yesterday on the Eagle.
This doesn't sound familiar.
You've never heard this song? Are you serious?
Not that I can remember. I've had a lot of concussions.
Oh, my head. Okay. All right, everyone. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
This is such a good song. Oh my gosh, Diamond. What do you want me to dance? Oh my gosh. Satellite by Nine Inch Nails. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Autumn Warren Connolly in studio with me and Daniel Tagg. You know, everyone, I want to let everyone know that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter or biweekly lately. But go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors like Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior, Paleo Magazine, the H Hemp Company, EarthX, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition and the Well-Being Journal is just being added to that list as of yesterday. So great sponsors that help bring this programming to you and all this great information and fun here on One Life Radio. Okay, so Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, and he is certified in orthokinetics, the biomechanics of resistance training. He is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems and was a wildland firefighter. Autumn Warren Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies, animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes. She's even written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at Probiotics, y'all. That's probioticsyall.com. Okay, so right before the break, we were talking about functional exercise.
Yes.
Where do you want to pick up with this? What do you want our listeners to know?
Big thing is, again, functional exercise is based on what you're going to do every single day, walking, pushing, pulling. That's going to be the biggest things you're going to do. And so when you're picking exercises and people say this is functional, something else you need to consider is what are the external forces on these exercises that they're putting you in.
Okay, you want me to show you an exercise I was doing this morning? I'll do a simulation here with a kettlebell.
Okay.
Let's see it.
Go ahead.
All right. You guys talk.
So she's getting out. She's getting serious. Let's see.
Where's her kettlebell going to be?
Yeah, I know. She's looking around for something. her purse is her kettlebell. It's got a nice hold. She's holding in between her legs. She's going down in the squat, and she lifts up, and she throws the purse up and catches it. Do you do that with the kettlebell?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she starts in the squat position down low, the weight in between her legs, and she explodes up, stands up, and catches it, and then comes down and squats it again. So she's coming up. She's kind of basically exploding up with her legs. Arms come up, but then she throws the kettlebell up just a little bit.
Yep.
So she's on the handle and she catches the actual ball of the kettlebell and then goes back down into another squat and comes back up and then switches grips again.
Yeah. So I didn't have a lot of time this morning, but I did want to get some exercise in. So I did three sets of like between 22 and 25. It was 25-pound weight. So I felt like I got a really good little, some HIIT training in first thing this morning, get my blood pumping.
Yeah. And you're going to have to work calisthenically within just the grips of being able to kind of be able to catch it, come back down. There's a lot of different moving parts.
Yeah, and but it works your hands, hand strength, arm strength, leg strength, and endurance. Because by the time you get to like 22, you're a little gassed.
Yeah, you get the heart rate up and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So talking about external forces that people need to be aware of, right? So you weren't doing anything crazy there, but you need to be aware of when you lift that thing up at the top. So you're starting down with the dumbbell, basically at the floor in a squat position. You pull it up, and at a certain point, you lift it up and start to have inertia help you lift it up. Well, that weight, say it was 10 pounds, at first is about 10 pounds and it might get a little heavier as you're lifting it up real quick. But then as that inertia comes, it gets lighter and lighter and you throw it up, becomes no resistance, right? And then you have to catch it. Well, when you're coming down and you're having to catch it, that that weight could be anywhere from 30 to 40 pounds of external force as you catch it. And if you let your back bend and everything else, then the spine and all the muscles in the spine have to start to absorb that force.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing that initially with a 50-pound weight and then you throw it up and come back down, that could be 150 to 200 pounds by the time it comes down. So that's an external force that you need to be conscious of and know before you go in there and do it.
I don't think I could do 50 pounds.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, these people that think heavier is always better. And the same thing is if you're moving through your spine, the spine's meant more to stabilize as far as like a squat motion, right? It's not meant to flex or extend too much external weight in a squat. So if you're doing that, keeping the back really kind of rigid, but letting it move with the hips, it's connected in the hip. So if your hip moves back, the spine should move forward, but it's not really flexing or extending or curling or kind of going upright.
Yeah.
It just stays neutral and then it moves with the hips.
Well, and I used like my whole body, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Even my hands, you know, like I said, when you're holding that kettlebell, because it was one bell in between my legs doing the squat.
Right.
And yeah. So
right. So I wouldn't call that a functional exercise based on what you're going to do every day, but it's a function based on it got your heart rate up. It got the muscles working. It was a good exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to put it in the higher category of being a higher priority as far as like, does it help you move better when you step outside?
Right. So maybe to make it more functional is to not throw it up in the air and just do like a squat or a deadlift.
Exactly.
Kind of
you bend down, you pick it up with good form, you come back up, you set it back down, you go into another squat.
Yep.
You're going to have to pick up that purse, which is essentially what you did in the demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a little bit more functional towards what you're going to have to do in life demands.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, so what are some other good functional exercises?
So some other good ones are the posterior lunge that I've talked about before on here, where you keep one leg straight and you step that one back with your lead leg slightly bent, weight on the heel, and the other leg has very little weight on it as far as the back leg, and you go into kind of a reverse lunge, then you push off the forward leg and come back up using that glute on the forward leg.
So posterior means?
Backside. So you're stepping back. So it'd be like a back lunge. And what that does, if you line up the hips and make sure the weight's on the outside of the heel, the hips are lined up relative to the ankle and everything else, you actually, as you step up through that forward leg, that is a snapshot of what you do every time you take a step, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's part of gait or walking. And it's actually working subsystems of muscles that do that. It's kind of working on what muscles help you load and unload during that phase.
Yeah, I was trying to get some good, like, big muscle groups just going, you know, this morning and build a little strength.
Right.
It's a good strength exercise.
And squat, and squat was my next one right there. That's the second most movement pattern that we're going to do. Any kind of rotational stuff where we have to rotate in life, do a lot of things like that, reaching for things. You can kind of reach for something and pull back with some resistance, go into rotation from a seated or a standing position. Those are a little bit more functional. And they're working subsystems of muscles that have to work in life. But a big part of it is...
You go with the life thing again.
Exactly, right? But a big part of this is for the average person, I said you have to know what the structure is in order to know what is functional, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are very few trusted sources that you can go and actually just learn the structure. Just go and pick up an anatomy and physiology book, right? There's a couple apps here that I listed.
Well, and we're going to start doing YouTube videos.
Yeah. And
we're getting set up for it.
I need to do that so I can start to show some just basic assessment, basic movement patterns, kind of maybe explain a little bit more about the muscles. But like people love their apps now, right? So these are a couple apps that I use that I really like is Muscle Premium Human Anatomy app. And it allows you to actually click on a joint, and it shows you a joint action. And it shows you what muscles do that joint action. So you can kind of see, okay, what does that joint do? What muscles kind of work it? And then Muscle System Pro 3, what it does is starts with the whole body, and you can actually strip away layers of muscles. You can kind of see, hey, the abs that everyone gets get cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's actually the internal and external obliques lay over top the abs. So there's actually some other tissue there. And you go below that and there's the transverse abdominis. So you can kind of see how muscles, they're layered onto each other. So you can kind of see what it is. And then you can pick the muscle and see what the muscle does. Look at origin insertion. You can pick, that's basically where it attaches, where it inserts into your bones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can look and see, okay, what else does that muscle do? Because all muscles have multiple functions at the same joint or different joint sometimes, depending on what they cross.
Well, and like you said at the beginning of this segment, is that we must first understand its structure to know its function
exactly.
in the human body.
And
so
these tools will give you some areas to do that. If you want to go a little bit more in depth, an Atlas of Anatomy book, it's a thick book. It's more for those hardcore people that really want to dive in.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. And then Trail Guide to the Body book
oh, nice.
Is also, and those books are not cheap. The apps probably aren't that cheap either, but the apps are a lot cheaper than the books.
Yeah.
But it's worth it because you have to live in your body. And if you're doing stuff that is harming it just because you don't know, you can't always trust the person that's telling you what to do and what's best for you. So you have to educate yourself. That's what this show is about.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
So you got to go out there and educate yourself. And those are some quick resources you can do that with.
Daniel Tagg, always great. always funny. Always good having you in studio. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got more coming up. Autumn Warren Connolly, Everything Autumn. Going to be talking about what are prebiotics. We're continuing from last week. And do we need them? Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Earth Day returns to Fair Park in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival. Plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Change happens here. For information, go to earthx.org.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes, and most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio and Autumn Warren Connolly. She is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies. She's an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes, and she's written a children's book, and she is also the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find Autumn at probioticsyall.com. So we tried to talk about this last week, prebiotics with Sean Wells, but we didn't get very far. And so let's pick up where we left off. For people that don't know what a prebiotic is, Autumn, could you please explain it?
A prebiotic is simply just the term for like the fiber that is in fruits and vegetables, the fibers that bacteria or microorganisms like to eat. So most fruits and vegetables naturally have prebiotics occurring in them.
Okay.
The thing is that on the market lately, there's been tons and tons of prebiotic supplements out there. They're just like, they're in everything all of a sudden, and they're like all, the supplement aisle for them has like quadrupled.
Just something else to sell or to buy.
That's essentially what it is. I mean, when you take a prebiotic supplement, what you're doing is you're taking the fiber, a bunch of fiber all isolated. And that's not the way that your body's meant to take fiber. So, you know, when you're getting fiber from fruits and vegetables, you're getting all the other nutrients that are in the fruits and vegetables at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you have any sort of gut motility issues like diarrhea or constipation or whatever, taking a tremendous amount of isolated fiber is not good for you.
Hmm.
And it's going to feed the bad bacteria just as much as it's feeding any good bacteria.
Really?
Know? Yeah.
Well, so how did all this get started? Like, how do you think it all got started?
Well,
like,
it's actually kind of been a buy-along product with probiotics. You know, the probiotic companies, one of the ways that they sell their probiotics is by saying, yes, you know, they're not totally alive and, you know, they've got to make it past your stomach acid in this enteric coating. And then once they do come out of the coating, then they need food, an immediate food source, and
mm-hmm.
prebiotics are the immediate food source. Well, okay, my suggestion would be to, number one, take a live and active probiotic. Number two would be to, like, eat an apple.
Yes, it's funny you should say that because I was just taking a wild guess and I thought an apple would suffice, right?
Yeah, there's a lot more benefit to eating an apple. There's tons of prebiotic inside of an apple and eating a beet. And I know this a lot from what I do at work and when I'm growing probiotics myself in different mediums. Apples, probiotics love. Bananas, probiotics love. Any sort of citrus fruit. So pineapple especially. Orange
juice. It has
juice.
A lot of enzymes, natural enzymes.
And in probiotics, microorganisms, they love to eat that. You don't have to eat 100% acacia fiber and blah, blah, blah for
mm-hmm.
$60 a month. I mean, that's just silliness, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. And so, Daniel?
It's like this little thing, this little tool that you brought in today for lifting. It's like they try to make something else so they can sell it and so they can hype it up.
Right.
When there's something natural that works 10 times better.
Yes, exactly.
It's the exact same thing.
So if you're
thing.
Eating, if you're just eating your fruits and veggies, organic, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
Then you're good.
Yeah.
You don't need a prebiotic.
Sure. But I mean, even if you're eating bread, there's a lot of fiber in bread too. I mean, sourdough. That's
the
how,
right kind of bread.
When you've got, when you've got sourdough, I mean, you're feeding the yeast and you're feeding the microorganisms that create that sour flavor. You're feeding them the fiber of the bread. So like, eat a piece of toast along
with
your...
So for people that don't know, so how is sourdough... Have you ever... I'm sure, yes. Why?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
make
like,
sourdough.
Why did I even ask that question? I knew the answer before I got the first word out. Yeah. So tell people, how do you make a homemade sourdough bread?
Well... And most of the times there's a starter, but it goes along with my principles of I don't want unknown, unregulated bacteria and yeasts in my food. I want known regulated bacteria and yeasts. So you can have a starter where you get it like from somebody else's bread, where it's something, a little piece of bread essentially that you've let ferment over and over again. And
could I make it with some of the...
I make mine with the ether
elixir. I was
yeah.
just, and this was not pre-planned.
No.
This is not a product mention,
but
even
I
though
do.
I love her product. And this is not paid for. So we're not trying to, there's no cover up here or anything.
Right.
So I could take some, let's say the pear flavored, because it's probably got the least amount of flavor.
Yes.
Even though it's quite delicate and delicious. Yes. The pear flavor and put it in my warm water and use that for my starter for
sourdough? You don't even need to put it in warm water. No, you would just need to put it, like I'll make like a faux sourdough, like a quick sort of thing. So like, let's say I make some chocolate chip muffins. What I do is I'll make them in the afternoon, like around 3 o'clock or so.
Do you have birds like flying around your head and you sing while you're doing it?
Yeah.
I'm getting visions of like Snow
White.
There
are definitely birds flying around, that's for sure.
Daniel's looking at me like, what is she talking about? I wish you could have seen the look on his
Snow
face
White.
Just now.
I know what you're talking about.
Do you know
about.
Snow White?
Oh, I do.
Did you
He's
see
the movie guy, remember?
I grew up with three
sisters.
He doesn't
know any of the music.
I know all the Disney movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you do is you take your muffin mix. You can do it with any muffin mix. And like, you know, right when you get everything all together and you'd think, oh, now I put it in the muffin tin and put it in the oven. Instead, what I do is I put a couple tablespoons of ether elixir in there and then put a dish cloth over it, and then I just let it sit.
Just like
overnight.
Baking bread and letting the yeast activate.
Yeah, and I let it sit overnight, and what that does is the microorganisms will consume the fiber that's in whatever grain, flour that I decided to use. They'll consume some of the sugar, and they'll excrete acetic acid and give it that tangy flavor. So then when you're eating the muffin, you know, I'll cook them the next day. Now, technically, once you heat them, the probiotics, the microorganisms, they're all dead. Like, we know heat kills bacteria.
Right.
And so you're killing the bacteria, but what's neat is that the probiotics have essentially pre-digested the food for you, so it makes it way easier for your body to get the nutrients out of that food. So now it's not just a chocolate chip muffin, it's like everything's broken down, there's less sugar in it, but the sweet and sour kind of makes it taste more yummy to you. You don't need as much of the just plain sugar sweet,
mm-hmm.
and then it's really easy to digest.
Wow. I'm thinking a YouTube video, how to do this?
Yeah, sure. I should do videos more often. I need one of those stick things. I don't like having people like
GoPro.
One of the little like tripod things.
Right.
I don't like it when somebody's got their phone in my face.
Yeah,
that
I'm
makes
the same
me
way.
Feel weird.
I'm the same way. But I like you. I love to cook, and I made a homemade. We've talked about it on the air this week. I made a nice. I went to the farmer's market here in Dallas, Texas, and got a big bunch of organic carrots and organic green and white onion and pea sprouts and celery, organic celery, and I roasted it in a pan, the carrots, and about half of the celery stalk, and then half of an onion, roasted it, then put it in my Vitamix, blended it all up, made it smooth, and then used cashew and almond organic milk from Target as my creamer with a little bit of butter, so I guess that would take away the vegan, but I love my butter. I really do.
No, I think I'm an advocate of butter also. Lots of health benefits.
As long as you get it from a good source where mm-hmm. the animals are treated well, I really don't see any harm in that. But and it turned out delicious. It was completely organic, full of all kinds of just like deliciousness.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah, a little bit of white pepper and sea salt, and you're done. And we had it at our lunch.
I have something like that a lot for breakfast.
Yeah. What do you have for breakfast?
Soup like that. I'll make it, you know, I'll roast a bunch of veggies. I blend them up in the blender. I keep them in a big mason jar in the fridge, and then I just heat them on the stovetop for breakfast. I drink it like instead of tea or coffee in the
uh-huh.
morning. So the very first thing that's going in my body is like nutrient-packed whole
That's
foods.
So cool. What do you think about that, Daniel?
Sounds good, especially on a day like today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda
well, and Daniel, you make
out.
Your fat bombs. What else do you make?
I made some keto
He's a
pizza
keto guy.
The other day.
Keto what?
Pizza.
Oh.
Use almond flour and cheese with seasoning with a little bit of eggs for the crust.
Wow.
And it's really good.
Sounds like the Mamma Mia diet.
Mm-hmm. That's a good diet.
That's a real diet.
Cauliflower
I got
potatoes,
the book in the mail
too.
Today. I did. It's called The Secret Italian Way to Good Health by Dr. Paola Lavasetti. Yeah.
You should be able to pronounce that. Come on.
Well, it's not. She's got another name added on there. But anyway,
okay.
We're going to get him on the show. It's called the Mamma Mia Diet, a less restrictive approach to dieting. So, yeah. So anyway, always great, you guys. Fun stuff. And we'll get some of those videos made so y'all can watch them. Yeah. So, all right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing the show. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.